You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, Milwaukee Brewers. Matt Wehmeyer with Jeff Nelson. We are joined on the phone by MLB.com Brewers reporter Adam McKelvey, who comes to us from Brewers Spring Training. Adam, thanks for joining us, and let's just start off by having you discuss the general vibe and the attitude and the feeling around Brewers camp right now.
Well, they see themselves as a contender, and I don't know that that's a widely held view nationally, but inside the clubhouse, they think of themselves as a team that spent 150 days in first place last year and returned largely intact, and they think that they should be that type of club again this year. And that was a topic in their first full squad meeting. The owner, Mark Attanasio, didn't shy away from the collapse late last season. I think to the contrary, they talked about that, but more framing it in the sense of the collapse hurt so bad because of how good the team was for 5 months. So high hopes, and I think they view themselves as a sleeper team.
Adam, you've been around this team quite a bit. What do you see that needs to change, that needs to go right for them to contend in the Central Division?
Well, I keep saying that they need to get their five starting pitchers wrapped up in bubble wrap right now and get them to opening day somehow, because they've got five talented pitchers, including Kyle Loesch and Matt Garza and Willy Peralta, who won 18 games last year, at the top. And I think that top three is pretty solid. If there's not a Clayton Kershaw in that group, it's at least very good. But very little depth once you go from the number six starter and beyond. And that's going to be, I think, a big issue. And, for example, their fifth guy is now Jimmy Nelson, in the wake of the Yovani Gallardo trade, a young pitcher who the Brewers really like, a big bulldog. They believe he's a big league pitcher and going to be a good big league pitcher. But he's got a little hamstring issue that set him back a little bit. And normally it's the kind of thing that, it would barely catch the radar. We're so early in spring training, definitely no cause for concern. But I think when you look at it in the fact that if he has some kind of a setback, who do they go to? And it's very difficult in this camp, even when you look down the line at non-roster guys, to find anybody with any level of experience that could step in and fill that role. So getting the starting rotation through the season, intact, in good health, is, I think, going to be a big story in this camp.
Adam, of course, Ryan Braun, the centerpiece of this Milwaukee offense. He had a down 2014, of course, mostly due to a thumb injury. He had a rather interesting procedure on that thumb in the offseason. If you could discuss that and discuss if he is fully healthy going into 2015.
Well, the answer to the last part is yes. He came to camp in great health, feeling extremely optimistic about his chances to, as he put it, return to being one of the best players in baseball. Ryan Braun and the Brewers think they addressed the issue with his thumb. He had an inflamed nerve there at the base of his thumb in his hand, and he had a procedure after the season to essentially freeze that thing. And since then, he's taken batting practice, he's done lots of swings, and all the reports have been positive so far. But Ryan Braun himself has said that the big test is going to be in spring training, because that's when you're hitting every day. You're seeing live pitching again. You're getting jammed inside at 95. You're falling balls off the end of the bat. All of the little things that can cause problems for a hitter's hand. And I talked to him just this week about it again, now that we're a few days into spring training. He says it's all good so far. And guys, he's really excited to not have to discuss the health of his hand every day. And it's a big deal for the team if he could get to that point again, because the last 2 years he has been totally compromised in terms of being that MVP caliber type player. And for an offense to go, I'm pretty sure that your best hitter needs to be your best hitter, and that's what the Brewers are looking for.
Well, Adam, you look at that offense in general. You have Gomez in center and Davis in left. Power-wise, could you see these guys, all three of them with Braun, hit about 100 home runs combined?
Well, that's the idea. I mean, Chris Davis is a player. The K-H-R-I-S Davis is a player nationally. I don't think his name is out there. But you look at his slugging numbers early in his career, and it's pretty impressive. And he plays at a ballpark that's conducive to home runs. He plays for general manager Doug Melvin, who believes in building your team to play to your ballpark, and that means slugging. So he's in a position to succeed with this club. I think it's critical that the Brewers last year traded for Gerardo Parra, who somehow, playing for two teams last year, not being an everyday player for either of them, was a finalist for the Gold Glove Award. That's how good he is defensively. He's a left-handed hitter, and yet the Brewers made clear at the time of the trade and now that Chris Davis is the left fielder. They are not going to platoon at that position, even though in Gerardo Parra they have, who, you know, I think you can make an argument, one of the best fourth outfielders in this game. So they are totally committed to Chris Davis. If Ryan Braun is healthy, he's going to hit his homers. And then Carlos Gomez is, you know, is a fascinating guy in that once the Brewers took the reins off and just let him be himself, and that means every now and then swinging so hard he falls down on his backside, he's turned into a top 20 MVP player the last couple of years and a top 10 MVP player one of those seasons. And I think Ron Reneke is thinking strongly about hitting him leadoff because they love the idea of what Carlos Gomez does to that first at-bat of the game. You cannot lay in a fastball to start off a game if you're an opposing pitcher because he's going to hit it out. And I think he's going to get some opportunities to continue to just swing hard, and that means he's going to hit for some power.
Adam, last season, Jonathan Lucroy had perhaps the best offensive season of any catcher in Major League Baseball. He's got some hamstring issues, though, right now, though. What is his status?
They continue to really downplay the impact of this, and he's not going to play in games, in spring training games, because they don't want him running full bore just yet. But he's catching bullpens, so he's getting to know the pitchers, including the new pitchers on the staff. He's participating in defensive drills. He will participate in defensive drills at first base because he remains an option with Adam Lind to share time there. He's doing everything that he needs to do, or that he would normally do in spring training, except sprint. So he's making the case that he'll actually get more at-bats this spring because he'll go over to minor league camp, hit second every inning, which is the position he'll probably bat for this team. And, you know, he could end up with more ABs not playing in the Cactus League and get to opening day in pretty good shape. That's theoretically the idea. They'd love him to get healthy. Obviously, he is sort of surpassing Ryan Braun as the face of this team and an important player. And I think you're right that he's become one of the best offensive catchers in this game. He's in the conversation, at least, with, you know, Buster Posey, Yadier Molina, Salvador Perez, those types of really great players in this game. So far, so good with him. Again, we're early in camp, and there are lots of tests yet to for Jonathan Lucroy yet to undergo.
Well, Adam, let's talk about the pitching staff a little bit. Another signing here in the last week. K-Rod comes back. He comes back on a two-year deal. Was that always there for him to come back, or were they not really ready for Jonathan Broxton to take over that closer role, and they much rather have him as a setup guy?
Well, I think it was clear when we all came down to spring training and asked who the closer is, and they've got Jonathan Broxton, who's saved a bunch of games. I believe he's top 20 in career saves among active players, and they're not ready to name him as the closer. You knew they were working on something. And concurrently, and my understanding is that this wasn't an either-or with Jonathan Papelbon, a trade with the Phillies, or sign K-Rod. I think there was a lot of back and forth about what's the best way to go with it. With Papelbon, you probably get a pitcher more in his prime coming off a really solid season, but there's costs in terms of the dollars that he's due this season and then an option for next season. And you'd have to give up players to get him, obviously, in a trade. With Rodriguez, you get him for 2 years for the same salary you'd pay one for Papelbon. You don't have to give up a player. And, you know, look, guys, it just makes sense. Rodriguez has been very good for this Brewers team over the last couple of years. He succeeded when given a chance to close games last season. He has a manager in Ron Reneke who goes back all the way to his early days with the Angels. There's a lot of trust between these two sides. And I know there's questions about K-Rod. He's spent a lot of bullets in his career. He has given up home runs at a greater rate as time has gone on. But you can't really argue with some of the numbers and the production he's given. And I think the risk was low enough relative to what other relief pitchers were costing that the Brewers felt comfortable giving this another shot. So you look at it now, they've got four legitimate closer types potentially in their bullpen. K-Rod is in for sure. Broxton is in for sure. Jim Henderson was supposed to be the closer last year, coming back from shoulder surgery. The signs are pretty good for him right now, so he's a kind of a fingers-crossed type of guy. They also have Chris Perez in camp, who hasn't been the elite closer for a couple of years, but the velocity was there last season with the Dodgers. That never wavered. And he's in camp getting a really good long look from this Brewers team. And they love the idea of having multiple closers. And, you know, there's the potential that all four of those guys, depending on what happens with some other pieces here in spring training, could end up making this club.
Adam, in the Yovani Gallardo trade, the Brewers got back a pretty intriguing youngster in shortstop, Luis Sardinas. Could he possibly challenge Gene Segura for the starting gig at shortstop?
I don't think so. I think they're committed yet to Segura, who's a young enough player that they don't want to give up on him too early. He's made some tweaks to his batting stance, and they believe that he's going to roll over a little bit less, get back to driving the ball a little bit more. He's also a fantastic defensive player, which the reports when they made that Zach Greinke trade and got Gene Segura from the Angels were that he might be a second baseman. And as far as I can tell, the only reason people would say that is his body. He looks like a second baseman. He plays like a shortstop, and I think that is going to help him get as long a leash as possible to get back to being an offensive player that he was during the first half of his first season with the Brewers. Sardinas will have to make this club on paper, it looks like, as a utility guy. They're going to look at him at second base and third base. They think there's some potential there with the bat, more of a line drive hitter, probably less pop than Segura has the potential for. But a younger guy is going to grow into his power a little bit, they believe. And you look at the Brewers, they're thin in many areas. So we talked starting pitching. They're very thin at third base in the organization. They've had a terrible time replacing Prince Fielder at first base. But one area where they have a ton of players right now is shortstop. And their top prospect, Arcia, is a shortstop. They have a couple of other guys in camp, including one Hector Gomez, a big, tall shortstop who they like and is also going to vie for a utility role. It's a position where they're very deep. So whether one of those guys can move around to one of those positions of need, whether they have those guys available in a trade, I think there's a lot of options, and Sardinas is one of them. A lot of different paths that his career could take in the next couple of seasons.
That's Adam McKelvey, MLB.com Brewers reporter. For Jeff Nelson, I'm Matt Waymire. Thanking you for joining us on MLB.com Extras Milwaukee Brewers.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.